So those of you who represent...
As New York State explores possible legislation to update sexual harassment policy, Assemblymember Monica Wallace sought the opinions and advice of women who serve in legal and business environments. Among the roundtable's participants was Kathleen Neville. She was the victim of sexual harassment in the early 1980s, in a time when there was little to no legal precedent to define her case, nor the support network now seen with the Me Too and Time's Up movements. Neville is encouraged that women are feeling more empowered to speak up, but she says more work needs to be done by women and men.
With many women now speaking up, we still have to go back to the everyday workplace and how do companies create environments. And, you know, we need to help them, too. There's a tremendous burden on companies to be able to investigate, to receive reports, to conduct a fair investigation that not only for the complainant but the person accused. We have to be very fair in the workplace.
Wallace says she will take pointers from the roundtable discussion to her assembly peers, noting that the panel reached consensus on some issues but not on others.
There's a difference between sexual harassment in the workplace and civility, right? So unfortunately, as much as we'd like to, we can't legislate civility in the workplace. And there are going to be people who are uncivil and act inappropriately, even though it doesn't rise to the level of sexual harassment. So coming up with maybe a clearer definition or a more uniform understanding of what sexual harassment is also a big piece of this, I think.
Another takeaway was that education can help eradicate the problem, but will not entirely succeed unless training and resources are updated. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.